Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Nobody wants a wrestling match to go south. If you do, you're a strange old bean, and of course, sometimes it's just going to happen. It's called life. Sometimes you hit a home run, sometimes the ball cracks you in your skull, and down you go. You even get some contests which hit a brick wall without anyone being at fault, which is what makes it so interesting to look back on. So let us do that. Because my name is Simon from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. And this is 10 wrestling matches that collapsed in front of everybody. Number 10, Chris Jericho versus Neville. Happening on the March 14th, 2016 Raw, this directly ties into what we just said. This wasn't anybody's fault. It was just wrestling being wrestling when Chris Jericho had to use his years of experience to get out of a sticky situation. As they were going at it though, Neville did indeed hurt his ankle to the point he couldn't stand on it. He tried hopping around the place for a while, but that was no good. Which is when Jericho's instincts kicked in and he tried to use the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up, so they could just get it done. Sadly, referee Charles Robinson didn't get the memo. Knowing that wasn't the finish, he did not count the three, leaving an obviously frustrated Chris to jump to his feet and get in the official's face. Even then, he was still thinking how to sort this out, though, so after he shoved Robinson, he began to tell the man to DQ him. Finally, Charles got what was going on. He did. Neville could get some help. Seeing it all go down live is quite the sight, however, as you can tell something has gone awry, and by the time you see Jericho shout, "He's hurt!" This is bad news. Still, what a pro La Champion is, I don't think he panicked once. Number 9, Kenny Omega versus John Moxley. Well, we all got carried away with this one, didn't we? It is a huge shame, as it meant nobody was talking about the fact the main event of AEW Revolution 2021 was a certified banger, but I totally get it. If somebody has promised you a fireworks display and then they pass you a sprinkler, you're gonna be disappointed. Still, Omega and Mox were indeed booked in an exploding barbed wire death match, which even now makes me freak out a little bit, and it's not like that name can be misconstrued. You know what you're getting straight away. After they had almost killed each other too, with some truly horrific barbed wire moments, we built to the big crescendo, and yes, poof! Smoke just kind of filled the arena as poor Eddie Kingston had to lay there acting like he was protecting his friend John, even though there was no actual danger. The truth of the matter is that shib happens, and while this was such a shame because everything else was so well done, as we can see now, no, it didn't kill AEW. That was actually what some people were saying. Are we not allowed to make mistakes anymore? Honestly. Number 8, Sin Cara versus Alberto Del Rio. Back in August 2013 on Raw, Sin Cara got injured. There's some debate about whether it was his wrist or his finger, but either way, the masked man decided he didn't want to continue, much to the annoyance of pretty much everyone, especially Alberto Del Rio. I think most of us would agree wrestling has changed now and such a choice would be supported, but this was not the thinking at the time and therefore everyone was mad at the guy, to the point you could see the fallout occurring right in front of your face. I mean, Del Rio acted like he had just been slapped and had his wallet stolen. He was so disgusted by this, mostly because Sin Cara was expected to continue. It wouldn't have mattered if his head had literally come away from his body. You finished the damn match. And maybe it was an injury that didn't require too much attention, but isn't it better to err on the side of caution rather than potentially wrecking yourself for the long term? I think so. And I think today, wrestling does too. Number 7, Scott Steiner versus Jeff Jarrett versus Sid Vicious versus Animal. I mean, that is the most bizarre four-way ever, meaning of course it happened in WCW. It was 2001 at the pay-per-view known as Sin, and straight up, never watch this, your eyes will thank you for it. Quite infamous nowadays, thanks to YouTube, this is indeed the match where Sid decided to try and do something off the top rope, instead did nothing at all, and landed so badly on his leg that his foot ended up facing in a direction that was not normal. It's one of those injuries where you just need to stop proceedings instantly, and let's be honest, this pretty much ended Vicious's career, as he had to have multiple surgeries trying to get it fixed. It is disgusting. The rest of this is just mad too, with Animal arriving in some weird costume as Ric Flair swans around as the GM, and why Sid is even thinking about attempting this, I don't know. He had never tried it before, and as you can figure out, he never tried it again. My word. Number 6, Hulk Hogan versus The Warrior. I shouldn't really laugh when things go wrong in wrestling, but sometimes you can't help it. Case in point, Hogan versus Warrior 2 from WCW Halloween Havoc 1998. I have talked about this before on Retro Ups and Downs, so please do check that out. And never forget, the only reason this match took place to begin with is because Hulk was desperate to get his win back. And I don't know about you, but that sounds quite insecure to me. We still had to have plenty of shenanigans, though, especially after the Ultimate One had kicked out of the leg drop of Doom. This upset the Hulkster to such a degree, he decided to hurl a fireball into his rival's face like he was Ryu or something, and it didn't work. So he tried again, and again, and again, before soon this became the most awkward thing in the world. One guy failing to create fire, the other standing there, waiting to have fire thrust upon them. You can see how bad this is by the look on Hogan's and Warrior's faces as they basically freak out in real time, and when this blaze finally does light, it goes off in Hulk's face instead. Well, at that point, you're just going to laugh. You shouldn't, but you will. The amount of nonsense that happened around this too was borderline farcical, and it is everything wrong with WCW summed up in a matter of minutes. It's bad, this. Just bad.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Number 5, The Undertaker versus Goldberg. We all remember this. It was not good. Let's not pretend Taker and Goldberg don't know this either, as both have talked about it after the fact, and it is not a high point in either man's career. It certainly didn't help that Bill had concussed himself by headbutting a door even before we had begun, so when he thwacked his skull again during the match, poofed. It was toast. Both dudes are then dropped on their heads multiple times and you just beg for the whole thing to end, and the fact this happened at Super Showdown 2019 made it even worse. Without a Saudi Arabia pay-per-view, there is no way this gets booked. Despite WWE's thoughts to the contrary, this was not a long sought-after dream match. Don't even think about watching it for the car crash element either. It goes totally the other way where you start not looking at the screen because you're terrified about what is going to happen. The look on both guys' faces as well, I don't think either was very happy, and how could they be? This did not go to plan. Number 4, Hulk Hogan versus Sid Justice. The fact this was the main event of WrestleMania 8 made this even worse, because it was the very last thing fans saw on the show. I would guess lots were sat there scratching their heads, because man, it was so bizarre. In short, Hulk Hogan versus Sid Justice was our main event, with the idea being Hogan would hit his big leg, get the pin before Papa Shango broke it up. Again, this is what we were doing in the main event of WrestleMania. Sadly for old Papa, though, he missed his cue, meaning Sid had to kick out of the most protected move maybe in the history of wrestling. This just threw everyone off, as Shango looked devastated, Hogan looked mad, and Justice looked like he knew bad things were coming. It made the whole thing so baffling, and when the Ultimate Warrior made his big return to the then WWF, it was just a train wreck. And don't get me wrong, the crowd loved that part, but it was just so wacky. More importantly, it wasn't what was supposed to happen, and I'm sure you can see why. Number 3, DX versus the Brothers of Destruction. Another match that only happened because Saudi Arabia. Hopefully WWE has learned their lesson by now. Don't book apparent dream matches when it's quite clear they don't need to happen. And I don't blame Shawn Michaels for returning given he was paid a fortune, but even he pretends this never went down. That sums it up. Happening at Crown Jewel 2018, everything went bad too. Triple H tore his pec, Kane's mask was knocked off during a fight, HBK landed right on the floor when no one caught him off a dive, and The Undertaker was just off his game. And that part would have been fine, but with everything else, just devastating. I would dare anyone to try and watch this without cringing, which is also a shame because these are four legends that didn't even need to add this to their CV, and they all look suitably disappointed afterwards too. Makes me feel all sad in my tum-tum. Number 2, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Now look, this was a solid match. Going down at WrestleMania 34, there was some groaning about how long in the tooth the Roman Reigns experiment had gone, but hey, we could draw a line under it here and finally move on. And then we did it. Essentially, WWE overthought this and decided on this night they would listen to the fans, kinda, even though they'd been ignoring the fans for ages, and yes, they kept the title on Brock as Lesnar. This just meant we had to eke it out even longer when there was no need, and the countless F5s and kickouts was just not what the crowd had ordered. They wanted steak, and someone had given them cheese. The disconnect here was then laid bare for all to see because the audience thought Roman was going to win, but they didn't want him to, and then he didn't, but that was also not ideal. So really, these guys had no chance, which goes to show how important long-term booking is. You can't try and save it in one evening. Number 1, D-Generation X versus Rated RKO. This is not bad at all, and in fact is a masterclass on how to adapt on the fly to a bad situation. Coming at the New Year's Revolution pay-per-view in 2007, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Edge and Randy Orton were involved in a tag team war when disaster struck, or Hunter's leg exploded halfway through the match. Once more, he was unable to stand on his quad after he slammed Orton with a spine buster, and while this wasn't as bad as what happened in 2001, obviously it wasn't good. It also threw all the plans out the window, which is when HBK went into, oh, by the way, I'm a great wrestler mode, and just called an audible here, where he went crazy. It was perfect, though, because the improvised chaos matched what had just gone down, meaning even the non-finish wasn't that bad. You knew something had gone awry, but then in the midst of that someone used it as best as they could, that is unreal. And of course, you never want anyone getting hurt, but as it is always going to happen in the world of wrestling, this is evidence of how to handle it. And if you don't believe me, go and watch. It is something else.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.